Yep. What's good, everybody? What's good? This is another segment of Join the Debate on Ray's podcast. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are back, fellas. We are back, man. And I'm one of your co-hosts, your boy Ray, man. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know how we getting down. Got picks on the way. Got predictions on the way. We're going to try to get y'all some money because the group parlay missed by two teams last week. So upset about it. We'll talk about it. Mitch is not here with us today. So, Dante, what's good with it?
Man, another day, another dollar. Raiders hurt me this past week, but it's a new week of football, so we got to get back to it. I'm ready to talk some good bets.
Good bets. I hear that, man. Yeah, your Raiders last week, Dante, you went to the game. You went to Vegas to see the Raiders versus the Chargers, man. Before we go into anything today, man, tell us that experience and just talk about the game, bro, because that's a brand new beautiful stadium.
Raiders Cardinals, cheer you up.
Raiders Cardinals,
man, great, bro. Great game, first off. Great game, great experience. I got to see another great quarterback play. The bunny, he's really a bunny. He gets to hopping around and just get But, man, the atmosphere, Nelly performed at halftime.
Oh, damn.
See them, you know, light the torch. Bro, just everything, bro. Great seats. You know, I had a great time, man. One of the, like I keep telling everybody, I thought last year Charger-Raider game was one of my best, you know, was a great experience. But, nah, this hands down, number one.
Okay. Number one.
Let me do it again.
The Raiders, man. That was great to go to that game. You know, while you went to that game, man, I went to the USC game. As I put some videos on a story, USC versus Fresno. USC handled their business. They blew them out. They covered the spread last week when it was negative 12.5. They held it down. They did what they were supposed to do. But now we about to jump right into it. Y'all know it's Murphy's Law right now. Dante is dealing with technical difficulties, so I'm going to cap it off. And we are about to get into week two, NFL week two recap. Week two recap. Okay, the Jets, J-E-T-S, they defeated the Browns. Did not think that was going to happen. Took the Browns last week. Joe Flacco was the starting quarterback. And honestly, in my opinion, I think the Jets should keep Joe Flacco at the starting quarterback. I don't think when Zach Wilson comes back, I don't think they should switch. Joe Flacco is a veteran quarterback. He's ready. You know what it is. They got great weapons. Wilson is doing his thing. Michael Carter is doing the Jets. Are winning, and they got Tony Coughlin. The Jets with Joe Flacco will be just fine with me. I'm not saying that they'll make the playoffs, but I think by having a quarterback like Joe Flacco there can have them in a lot of games, and that showed that this week against the Browns. Now, Jacoby Brissett played an amazing game. Amari Cooper finally woke up as the wide receiver number one. Nick Chubb scored three of them things. Fantasy owners, I know they were happy. I know they were hype about that. Nick Chubb did his job. But the Browns lost their first game, and Jadeveon Clowney may not play tomorrow. So all you bettors, just know that. And Myles Garrett didn't practice yesterday. Couldn't find out if he practiced today. So the Browns are injured right now. Big game tomorrow against the Steelers. But that was a recap on the Jets winning a game. Winning the game against the Browns. Have a friendly bet this year. When the Jets are playing the Patriots, friendly bet, one of my friends, Tyler, shout out to Tyler. He thinks that his Patriots are going to sweep the Jets. I disagree on that. I think the Jets will win one game at least against the Patriots. So be on the lookout for that, to hear me talking about that throughout the year. Shout out to my boy, Tyler. He don't even know it right now, but shout out to him. The Lions held it down against the Commanders. Now let's talk about these Lions. DeAndre Swift was not 100%, and Jared Goff is an all right quarterback. I want to just let people know about Jared Goff, in my opinion. Jared Goff took the Rams to the Super Bowl against the Patriots. And let's not forget that Todd Gurley did not play in the Super Bowl. There's a conspiracy theory or there's things that Todd Gurley wanted to play, but the coach did not let him play, all that stuff. Jared Goff is an all right quarterback. Don't get me wrong. Matthew Stafford held it down, did what he was supposed to do for the Rams. But that team wasn't the same when Jared Goff was there. I don't believe so. You know, they got Von Miller. They ended up getting Odell Beckham. There's a lot more pieces. But Jared Goff is an all right quarterback. And the Lions, I picked them last week in the money line because they're a good team. Amore St. Brown, they have wide receivers there. They got the double back with Jamal Williams and DeAndre Swift. The Lions are straight. They're going to be in a lot of games. And don't be surprised. Just don't be surprised if the Lions is a sleeper team in that division. I still have the Vikings winning that division, but don't be surprised if the Lions do their job. That's all I'm going to say. They were projected to be 6.5 this year in wins. They already got one. I think they'll get over. Chiefs and the Chargers Thursday night. Now, the Chiefs won that game. Patrick Mahomes did a job. You know, hold on. Give me a second, everyone. What up, Dante? What up, Dante? Welcome back. What it is and what it ain't.
I can't hear you.
Good. Can I hear you? Yeah. Okay. You can hear me, but I can hear you. Yeah. Well, I'm going to keep going. But Dante's back. What it is and what it ain't. If you don't like what we got to say, join the debate. I have to wait on you to see to say that. But can you hear me now?
Yeah. No, we back. We back. I kicked the router. That's my fault.
Okay. Okay. All right. We back with difficulties. We back, though. I'm talking about right now, week two of the Chiefs and the Chargers. And it's crazy that you're back because I knew that you wanted to make a statement on this. The Chiefs handled their candle. That's first and foremost. Travis Kelce got picked up by We saw that.
Man, that hurt so bad, bro. Like, I ain't never wanted to, because you know I hate both teams. But I needed that touchdown. I needed that touch. That's what we called off on our prize pick parlay. The Travis Kelce 0.5.
Yep.
But no, that but I can't get you got that stuck in my head now, right?
Yeah, you know how to talk about that.
I just keep saying it. Yeah.
I have to talk about that, man. Gotta speak on that. But Chiefs won their thing. Juju did not cover, but Mike Williams held it down. Mike Williams, I told you Justin Herbert was going to get Mike Williams involved. You saw that. Mike Williams was holding it down. But the Chargers did what Mitch said that they were going to do. In the third quarter, they were not going to put up points. Or, you know, he likes to say that the Chargers are slow in the second half. They start off hot. But then in the second half, they tend to blow games. Or the game is never over because they don't keep their foot on the pedal. And that's what happened. Chiefs came all the way back. Justin Herbert threw a pick six.
That was great. That was a nice route by that rookie. That was a nice route. And I'm saying the route, even though he's a defender, he ran that route. When he sat down, but we're going to talk about this injury.
This is your time now. I said
what I want to say. I didn't know if you covered it. We're going to talk about this
injury. This is your time now. My bad.
Oh, man. I don't like to wish this on the Chargers, but we've been saying this for the last 10 years. Is that injury, but the Chargers is only as good as they health. If the Chargers is healthy, they scary. But that injury bug that keep, you know, around LA, San Diego, that Charger name, I don't know. I still didn't see nothing different from the first game either. Coach gets I can't think of his name right now. Having a brain fart. The offensive coordinator for the Chargers gets real conservative in the second half.
Yeah.
And we've seen that. And I've told people the Chargers coaching is going to cost them. Being conservative and being overly aggressive is going to cost them in the long run. And we're starting to see it. Still early in the season. I see them falling. The Chiefs are scaring me. The Chiefs are scaring me because Juju didn't do nothing and they was able to come back. Travis Kelce didn't even have a good game.
He didn't. I told you, man, it's you.
50 yards. Five catches for 52 yards.
Look, man, you the one that think that y'all going to be better than the Chiefs, bro. Patrick Mahomes run that division, but I still like the Chargers. As I think the Chargers still can win it. But like I told you, I'm not upset if the Chiefs win tonight. I'm okay with being wrong on that one. But y'all, it's over.
I ain't gonna say it's over.
Over, dog.
Oh, winning the division?
Yeah.
I can't even say that, bro, because it's still week two. We put ourselves in a hole. The odds are against us. But as long as we playing football, Ray, we got a chance. As long as we play football.
You like to keep that line, you know what I'm saying? I guess some hope or anything. I get you. There's always a chance. When the season starts for the NBA, you know, there's a chance for everybody. Same thing. But we know when it's always a chance for baseball, it's open for anybody. Then when it gets to October, then it's open to anybody. But
so it was a chance in your head the Giants would be 2-0 right now.
No.
That's what I mean by that.
No. 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 When we beat the Titans, I was like, look. The Panthers, I believed that they were going to beat the Panthers. Before the season started.
You didn't think the first one game. None of us did.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no.
But no, I wasn't against Patrick Mahomes. I always thought he was a good quarterback. I didn't think Freaky made him. I think Freaky made him more of explosive. But did I think Tyreek Hill made him who he was? No, he was just able to get open when he was extending plays. Mm-hmm. You're not going to stop him from extending plays. You're not going to stop him from finding the open receiver.
Yep. But that's the Chiefs and the Chargers. You did say the injury bug about them. The Giants defeated the Panthers. Fade Baker Mayfield. I'm saying it again. The Panthers will not win more than 6 games. I'm going to keep repeating that on that. Fade Baker Mayfield. But it's time to talk about the real topic, man. The real topic of what I want to get into today. Tua statement. Dante. Dolphins beat the Ravens 42-38. Look at them yards at the bottom. Look at them. Yep. Look at them yards at the bottom.
My guy went crazy.
36 for 50, 469 yards, 6 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Tyreek Hill, 11 receptions, 190 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jalen Waddle, 11 receptions, 171 yards, 2 touchdowns. Both of them wide receivers, 11 receptions and over 150 in yards and 2 touchdowns. Now, don't get it twisted, though. I only put they stats up here. Lamar Jackson did his thing, too. We ain't about to act like Lamar $300 million. That's what they need to pay him, $300 million.
He made a statement, too.
$300 million. Rashad Bateman and Andrews? They hooping. They balling.
Did they think, bro? Honestly, I gotta still shout out to it, bro. That was a hell of a game in the second half. Lamar Jackson, that Ravens defense.
Ravens defense
man, that's a lot of speed.
They had Blake Martinez and Jason Pierre-Paul visit them today.
Who, the Ravens? They said, we need help. Patrick Queen needs help. He couldn't call out the plays in time. He needed help. Nah, man. I was surprised, man. I was walking to the stadium. I missed that last quarter. I had to stop walking into the stadium. Like, wait. The Dolphins tied the game up? Yeah, What's going on? From the airport, I'm watching on the plane. And Tua did what he was supposed to do. Put the ball in his playmaker's hands and let them do everything. He made some good throws, deep balls. You know, they are scary. Their defense, though, I think we gave the defense too much credit.
We did.
Too much credit. That defense is not – I understand Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews, Rashad Bateman. It ain't no JK right now. You know, the Ravens are still trying to find their true number two or true number one, whatever you want. If Bateman's their number one, if he's their number two, or who's their guy.
Yeah.
But they still was able to put up 38 points.
And now they got to meet Josh Allen this weekend.
I say over.
I believe it.
Over.
You love the over. You love the old thing.
Well, for this game, I love Buffalo's defense. That's a lot of speed.
There you go with that speed. There you go with that speed, man.
Speed always win games, man. See, right. Patrick Mahomes, you see how Patrick Mahomes beat Buffalo and your guy last year?
Yeah, pissed off about that. But you was talking about earlier your team and everything. One of the biggest things moving on to the next thing is the Cardinals, man. The Cardinals came back, and I know I let you talk about it, but I didn't really come at you about it. I didn't even come at you about it. I can't even talk right because I'm telling you, and I'm repeating for this, and Mitch ain't here to hear this. The Raiders are not winning no more than 9 games. You gonna give me 100. Mitch gonna give me 100. The Cardinals come back in Vegas. The Raiders are on 2. You're lucky Mitch ain't here. You don't have to get all of it. Your team is not looking good. I'm so disappointed in Davante Adams because we lost that prop bet. Davante Adams didn't even get off. He didn't even get off. Hunter Renfrow has a concussion. You like to talk about the Chargers with their injuries, but the Raiders are also another team that be having injuries. Week 1, you had a lot of injuries. Now, I did sign my old buddy from the Patriots, but now you lost Hunter Renfrow. Derek Carr had he said, I just came just in time. Yes, you did. You came just in time because the Raiders are 0-2. Your face is telling it all right now. You a little
worried about Hunter Renfrow.
You didn't think that you didn't think you guys were gonna start 0-2 when we were
I didn't, but am I worried? No, I'm not. Worried. I'm not. Right. You think I'm more worried? No, I'm not. I'm not.
You ain't confident.
Huh?
You ain't confident.
I'm confident we still win 10 games.
What makes you confident in that? What really, like, what do you have behind it that would make you confident?
Because you want to know what we did this week?
What?
We played conservative like the fucking Chargers. We acted just like the Chargers. We got out of our buddy ball. Kyler Murray had 86 yards total offense. Total offense for 38 minutes. And then we start playing this cover 4. Everything under. That's why we blitzing 3. Kyler Murray's just running around and having fun because you're not putting no pressure on him. He's a bunny. Every time somebody grabbed him, he just bounced out and just gave. We got really is just too conservative. But am I worried? Nah. Right? Week 5, we 0-1-4. I'm worried. I think we could bounce back. I think we got a nice little 3-game stretch. I think we could win them.
You were stressed out this weekend.
No, I was. Was I stressed out? No, you should have put that video of when I said, "Oh, we got him," and then he just kept running.
Are we going to talk about our phone conversation when after we talked about everything? And I said, "Let's talk about your Raiders." You just hung up on me. I'm going to talk about that.
No. Is that what you said? No, that's not what you said. You said something else. You said you're going to owe me $50, and I hung up. You said something.
You're gonna owe me $100. Let's just make sure.
And I hung up.
Yeah,
I don't feel like I'm gonna owe you anything. I'm right now. Yeah. I didn't have time for the negative energy in Vegas right now. At that point,
well, you already had the negative energy. You went to the game, had great seats, and lost. Blue League. Y'all was popping champagne bottles. The people in the stands.
Bruh, I don't.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray. This, you remember you was. The bunny, the bunny, the bunny, the bunny, the bunny, the bunny.
That's my guy, the bunny.
Hey. It was a pleasure to watch the bunny. That was really, like, I really can't be mad, Ray, because he's been doing that his whole life. I watched it at Allen. I watched it at Oklahoma. Oklahoma, right? No. Yeah, Oklahoma. And now I got to see it in person. Shit was amazing. It was amazing.
It was amazing to see the Raiders lose again because I can't wait. Because at the end of the year, when you guys don't make the playoffs, your soul is going to be crushed because you thought that this was it. So I can't wait.
I think we make the playoffs, right? I'm sorry.
Say the next thing that you're about to say. We don't make the playoffs, what?
Nah, I think we do. I was repeating you saying we don't make the playoffs.
I'm asking you don't make the playoffs, then what? I'm asking you a question.
Then what?
I'm asking you answer the question.
Why are we making hypothetical, you know, let us get eliminated.
Why are you saying that you're gonna make the playoffs? Is also,
we're gonna make it.
That's a hypothetical thing.
Hey, well look, I like to manifest positivity than the negativity. You trying to give me up? You trying to give me? Yeah.
All right. Another game I'd like to talk about, the Jaguars. They shut out the coach, Trevor Lawrence. I don't think this is talked about enough. Trevor Lawrence went 25 for 30, 235 yards and 2 touchdowns. Now, I understand it's not a lot of yards. I feel that. 25 for 30? He was slicing and dicing. And the Jaguars shut out the Colts. I know Michael Pittman didn't play. I know Michael Pittman didn't play.
Oh, wait.
I know.
Because he played.
I don't think Taylor had more than 60 rushing yards, bro.
I think Taylor got put in that car seat like Justin Jefferson. They, the two players that went missing this week, well, it was a few. Let's not even say two. It was a lot.
It was a few.
But on this game right here, Jonathan Taylor, Hines, your two guys that you moved the ball with were non-existent.
You know what I got to say to that, to counter you? That's going to piss you off.
Nah, I think I know what you're going to say. Come on, let me hear it.
Derrick Henry, 25 rushing yards.
Oh, no. Hold on. Dalvin Cook. Unless you want me to keep going down the list? Like, I was trying to be modest right now. Like, Derek Carr for missing Davante Adams on 17 different passes. Justin Jefferson for being locked. Oh, my God. Like, Justin Jefferson.
I mean, play.
No. No, Darius Slay was running his routes for him. We can go around this whole line, Ray. I was in Vegas for 3 hours. I didn't go to the strip because I was that annoyed. So I just sat down and watched film. Darius Slay made Justin Jefferson look like a pup versus that, you know, the grown dog. This little puppy killer right here. He said, I've been there, I've done it. He ran everything for him. But back to this game, Jonathan Taylor, bro. Matt Ryan. It's nothing you can say. Jacksonville defense is just that great. I know you don't have Leonard. He will make a big difference on that defense. Everybody will be lined up correctly. But for your offense to not be able to score on the Jacksonville Jaguars, a team that eliminated you from the playoffs last year, and a team you have not beat at their house in 5 years.
I don't think that's talked about enough. I don't think that's talked about enough right there.
Which one? That they ain't beat them?
In 5 years at the crib? The Colts? Yeah. That's crazy. Even with Phillip Rivers? That's crazy.
Phillip Rivers? I think the last quarterback to beat them was Stafford.
Two?
No, I said Stafford. Wow. Look, yes, you're right.
When did that
happen? I seen the text talk about the Rams, so Stafford came out.
When did that happen? But nah, man, that's crazy. Jaguars shut out the Colts, man. It's not looking good right now for my projection. My prediction for the Colts, they're 0-2, but I said that they'll win at least 11 games. So we'll see what happens on that. Matt Ryan is not being Matty Ice right now. The Falcons look like they made the right decision, even though the Falcons are 0-2, right? Falcons are 0-2. I think so. Yeah, they lost to the Saints. Yeah. Lost last week. Yeah. Matt Ryan got to get it together. Matt Ryan has to get it together. And another person who has to get it together is Joe Burrow. Cowboys took care of the Bengals. Dante crushed the backup quarterback. Beat the Bengals. Joe Burrow deleted all his social media accounts. That's what he said. I mean, if you got to get in that mode and locked in, and I understand you got to get in your dark zero gravity, LeBron, whatever mode, you know. But the Cowboys took care of business and won this game. And this game right here, I know it might be early for me to say this, but I feel like this them beating the Bengals might have saved their season without Dak Prescott, or might have saved them to be in the hunt later on in the playoffs. They lose this game with no Dak because they didn't think that they were going to go 0-2. With Dak Prescott, we all believe that, okay, Cowboys feel 100% confident, like it's Dak, you know what I'm saying? But with Cooper Rush, even though I still think they did believe in themselves, I know some Cowboys fans are like, damn, we got to play the Bengals and they just lost week one. Damn, this going to be hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I 100% agree with you. Because one, as a Cowboy fan, just not me, but as a fan, you have even have hope. Because Cooper Rush just went and defeated the Bengals. The Bengals, on the other hand, I thought y'all just went and spent all this money on O-line. The hell? And am I tripping, right?
Nah, ain't O-line. He said there's a new bodyguard. Nobody touching Joe Burrow.
From LSU. So, you okay, let me get this right. I feel like they got, like, three LSU guys on their starting lineup. Maybe four.
And they got old buddy from the Buccaneers.
And you still can't protect them. What's going on?
What's going on?
Did people figure out Jamar Chase?
Well, Chase still did his thing, right? I mean, Chase, you know.
Yeah, all right, fourth quarter. Because he was looking in the Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams range this week.
Well, I mean, he didn't. I mean, Chase, I double checked for us. I mean, he had 5 catches for 54. T. Higgins had 6 receptions for 71. So, I mean, Chase wasn't the champion.
But he was at like 4, Ray. He was at like 1 catch for 4 yards.
And he the one that started that up, though, because he said Diggs won't nothing. He the one that did that. And you know what's crazy? I said that to myself. I was like, it'll be funny if the Bengals lose to the Cowboys and he talking so much junk about Diggs. But I still was taking the Bengals. Like, I still was thinking about that. And look what happened.
Nothing told me.
Only the person that's talking junk during the week, bro, they sometimes don't, like, They look like the fool at the end. Sometime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember when Chase Young was like, I'm going after Tom Brady? Remember all that? Lost.
But he went after Tom Brady.
Lost, though.
He went after him, though. One-man record crew. He did what he said he was going to do. Yeah. Who did he have a quarterback? Taylor, what you think? What we call him? Heineken? Taylor, bring me a Heineken. That's it. And he barely lost that one. So you can't. Chase Young on that one, right? I know that you just example.
Yeah.
But out of all of them, I'm going to argue that one because that man came out and left it all on the field.
Copy. 49ers was able to get a win. Jimmy G is now the quarterback. Trey Lance got hurt.
Coach, you fucked up.
Because now Jimmy G got in his contract. Every time he get a win, he get that bonus. And you know the 49ers going in games.
Hey, his check is going to max out at like $25, $30 million because he's starting so early.
Yep. Hey,
sorry about Trey. Like, that sucks.
Yeah, no, no. You wasn't on technical difficulties. I said the Jets should keep Joe Flacco there at quarterback, and I feel like the same thing with the 49ers with Jimmy G. Keep him there. The Jets, you wasn't on then, you know, but the Jets, they beat the Browns. Joe Flacco.
Hey, Flacco looked like old Flacco. I don't know if he found his new Torrey Smith, but if that's their connection, you do not need to break that up. Zach Willis Wilson, I forgot his name. If he can't do that same thing, I don't want it. Because Breece Hall even got involved. Carter involved. Flacco, like,
Tony Coughlin is involved.
Wait, their left tackle is hurt. And guess what he's doing? Still has time. Yeah. So what's up with the Bengals? You know, they best player is out, and Flacco is looking like that guy.
Yeah, we're going we best believe we're about to get on that. Everyone who in right now, the picks coming soon. You know what I'm saying? The picks coming soon. The group parlay coming soon. Bear with us. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple more that we're going to recap in week two. Appreciate everyone tuning in. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend. Follow us on Instagram at Raise Podcast, Twitter at Raise Podcast, and Facebook at Raise Podcast. Now, the Broncos, they defeated the Texans. Jerry Jeudy got hurt. Sertan got hurt. Russell Wilson, we don't know what's going on with him. A lot of people are now talking about him, saying that, you know, his signals, you know, his old teammates are coming out and saying that, you know, Pete Carroll had to choose between Russell Wilson and choose between the defense at times. Is Russ exposed now? Is Russ not a good quarterback or something now? Because a lot of people are having a lot to say about him.
I mean, a systematic quarterback, no run game, right? I don't know. I thought Russ was the guy. I thought Russ, even with – not. Let me not do this. One, I thought Denver defense was better than – I thought Denver defense was going to give Russ a lot more opportunities short field to score points. Secondly, I thought these receivers that Russ had was somewhat – I can't say not any of them is DK because DK is different. DK is DK bench more than I ever benched in college. Like, that's fucking ridiculous for a receiver, bro. So I wouldn't say you got the – but I feel like he was supposed to have more weapons with Denver, a better O-line with Denver. It seemed like Russ is better under pressure than when he got all the time in the world to make the throw.
Yeah, Russ make plays. I give him that when he be running around and stuff.
Yeah, it's like he's better. Like,
Pete Carroll said he can't pass on the running to the left side. That his percentage is like below average, like way below average. That's a lot of people were coming out talking about him. Richard Sherman said that Pete Carroll had to choose between the defense or Russ. Sometimes choose the defense.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know. The Broncos are 1-1 and need to get it together. Jeudy is hurt. Sertan is hurt. They ended up being 1-1. They play San Francisco this weekend. Packers defeated the Bears, as we know how that always go. The Bills dominated the Titans. We just talked about Derrick Henry only having 25 yards. Malik Willis, people are saying that he maybe need to be the answer for them. And the last topic before we get into week three and before we get into our picks are the Eagles. The best team in the NFC, Dante. Not the NFC East. The NFC. They beat the Vikings 24-7, which Kirk Cousins is very terrible on Monday Night Football. How did we forget that? I forgot that. I totally forgot about that. I would have never.
Bet on that punk ass.
I would have never said the Vikings. I forgot about the Monday Night Football thing with him. I did. Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC? And I will start off on here. No. Just want to throw that out there. And these are for all the Eagles fans because I said I was going to talk about the Eagles on my podcast. I made sure this is not a diss to them or anything. I don't think they're the best team in the NFC. I think they're one of the good teams. I do. They haven't played a real test yet to me to crown them if they're the best team in the NFC. You know? They played the Lions week one. Who's a team that's not a contender? They played the Vikings week two. Who's not a contender? And their defense is very questionable. But they locked up the Vikings, though. They locked up the Vikings. They did. They held them down. They did a good job on that. But I just don't think the Eagles are the best team in the NFC, but I think they're one of the great teams, and they still got to show me if they're going to make – I mean, if they're going to win a division, because for some way, Dante, and I hate to say this, if the Giants win the division, bro, we're signing Daniel Jones for 4 years, and that's – Saquon is playing good, the defense playing good. I'm not saying the Giants are going to be the best team in the NFC, no, but as in for the NFC East, oof. But what you think about the Eagles, man? Jalen Hurts.
All right, one thing – what I think about the Eagles, no, I don't think they're the best team. One thing I do, their schedule is in their favor. Their schedule definitely is in their favor for them probably to finish. One or – I'm looking at the Giants' schedule too. The Giants have a chance to win the NFC East. That's scary. That's really scary. Like, the Giants have a chance to win the NFC East. Y'all have a – y'all schedule's favor. The Giants have – I feel like – and the Giants' hard games are in the beginning of the year. It gets hard week 5 and 6. I can't see the Eagles winning it, no.
How's that split? Even though the Eagles do
beat – you got to show me – you got to show me their defense can stop. Because even though Kirk Cousins is terrible, special teams mishaps on Monday, the Vikings were throwing the ball all day long. They were getting downfield. They just was doing just Kirk Cousins, just being Kirk Cousins. I can't – like he's staring Justin Jefferson down, staring Thielen down. Like, missing is tight end on the 80-yard bomb. Like, it's just it's a lot of holes in that defense. So I can't say they favor with. They really, the Vikings lost that game for the Eagles. The Eagles didn't win that game.
There you go. He said, "Yep, you're right, Dante." Mar said, "They ain't play no QB."
No, they don't, but if you look at the Eagles' schedule, all right, Commanders, Jaguars, Cardinals, is that might be their toughest test. Will Dak be back for the first weekend? Then you got Mitch Trubisky or Pickett. Then you got I'm gonna say Malik Willis because I don't think Tannehill starts after this week.
That's how you feel?
No, I really hey Ray, if I get an update and say Malik Willis is starting this week, I wouldn't be so mad.
Why would you be mad?
Who do we play this week?
Oh, Derrick Henry gonna wake up on y'all.
Derrick Henry gonna have 100. Yeah, have 100. But it's gonna be a hard 100. Long as Tannehill's the quarterback, we might be solid.
I feel that.
Let him get his little 100. You know, his little make sure he on pace to do what he supposed to do because he got a name. He got a whole weight. So NFL going to make sure he do what he need to do. But Tannehill on the other hand, him and Mike Ryan, they on the same ship right now.
Yeah, it's very tough. The rest of
me going this way, they going this way.
It's very, very tough. Let's get into the group parlay. Dante, and now we're about to get into our picks, everybody. Y'all know it's time. It's time to give y'all some bread. If y'all join right now, make sure you share. If you're on Facebook, please share. If you're on Twitter, please share. If you're on YouTube, share to your group chats. Let's get everybody in here because this is the time right now when we're going to get y'all some money. We got a recap about the group parlay. So last week, Dante, group parlay, we did the Bengals money line, Browns money line, Bills and Raiders, -5.5. That was not a good group parlay. Bengals lost, Browns lost, Bills won, and your Raiders blew the damn thing. They blew it. I'm going to say it again just to piss you off again. They blew it.
But yeah, we blew it.
Yeah, but that
– the money came in and robbed us. Yes. No. You don't have to tell me no more, Ray. No. I will say it.
The Raiders –
I will say it.
The Raiders were not winning more than 9 games. I'm always on the same.
Raiders will win 9. The Raiders will win more than 9 games.
Say it again. The Raiders will win 9. That's maybe. He said Rams and Falcons this weekend. Yes, take the Rams to win this weekend.
No, that was that past weekend that just happened. The Falcons almost came back on the Rams.
Falcons did almost Mariota.
Golly, we forgot about that. Good. Yeah. Appreciate you letting us know that. Forgot about that. Yeah, say that, Dante.
Yeah, nah, Rams came out. They, you know, Rams, they killed my spread. I had them minus 10, which note to himself, any spreads over 10 plus, take the team plus spread. It does not cover. NFL over 10 does not cover. This weekend, it was two spreads over 10. They did not cover both of them. Seattle came back, and the Falcons came back.
Yeah, so the Rams, Jalen Ramsey was able to get that interception at the end of the game. And, you know, he was screaming, I'm him, and everything. And I feel him. That was a great interception, way to seal the deal. But that should not ever – the game should never came down to that. Should never came down to that. You know, Allen Robinson was able to come alive this week. He did his thing. You know, he got a touchdown. So welcome to the team, because week one you were not getting the ball. Matthew Stafford is still out here being Matthew Stafford, even though I like Matthew Stafford, so it's not saying disrespect anything about him. Drake London, he's balling.
Yeah.
He's balling as a rookie right now. He's balling. Marcus Mariota, iffy, but you know I'm very scary of Mariota. I think the Falcons will get their first win this weekend, possibly. I know you like them on the spread, the plus 2.5. But, yeah, the Rams got to know how to close out games. The defense is better than that. Matthew Stafford has to clean it up. Daryl Hint, they need to figure out this running back situation. Cooper Kupp.
Oh, my God.
Cooper Kupp is going to be Cooper Kupp. We know that. Whether if they're losing, whether if they're winning, Cooper Kupp is still going to hold it down. This week, Rams play the Cardinals. I personally think the Rams are going to win that game against the Cardinals. Not tripping about it. The spread is minus 3.5. I think that's a steal to me, for real. But we'll get into that after we talk about the group parlay. And
You think that's a steal?
Yeah, Rams minus 3.5 against the Cardinals. Yeah. I don't think the Cardinals offense. I think the Rams is going to clean it up this weekend on defense.
I hope. That's what I was about to say. Is the Rams defense, because you saying that just too freely, and the Rams is also.
They're going to clean it up. I think Sean McVay is going to be like, you know, we gave him mad yards. We gave him a whole lot of yards. We let him come back. Yes, we got turnovers, but the defense, we were just letting Marcus Mariota and Drake London and everybody in company just doing their thing.
Well, they just kept giving the ball up, bro. That's what it really came down to.
Yeah.
The Rams, like, it's not even their defense, bro. I can't even say it was their defense. They didn't even give up 300 total yards.
Yeah. So we can't say it was their defense. No, but see, this is the thing about the Rams' defense, and correct me if I'm wrong. When Matthew Stafford had turnovers last year, or if Henderson fumbled the ball, the defense was still great enough to lock a team up from them scoring a touchdown.
They lost a lot.
They did lose a lot.
They still got Donald.
They still got Ramsey.
All right. Let me get back to this, because everybody keeps saying they got Donald. Aaron Donald was having a decent year with Leonard Floyd. They got Von Miller. His play went all the way up. Now Aaron Donald's getting back to that triple team. You couldn't do that with Von Miller. Leonard Floyd's not even causing that much havoc right now. So it's like, where's the pressure? They lost Ian Westbrook. They lost a lot of guys on that D-line that was rushing the passer. And it's not the same. That's where it's coming down to. Bobby Wagner, great pickup. Doesn't matter if your D-line's getting driven back and linebackers is all in your face 5 yards downfield. So you can say that. Jalen Ramsey, yeah, great cover corner. He's going to make a play when it comes. But if they're not getting pressure, it doesn't matter what they do, because the quarterback doesn't have time to do whatever he wants. You have to get pressure to make errant throws, cause turnovers, you know, three and outs. That you have to press. That's it. All leads with pressure. Yeah. Defense is great. The Ravens played great defense against Kyler Murray receivers. We couldn't get no pressure on him. He kept running around.
Group parlay last week, we did not hit it. This week we're going to do a group parlay. And me and Dante made this one up. Mitch is not with us this week. Me and Dante feel real comfortable about this. And now this week's group parlay, value, the amazing value. Dante, I don't think we ever did something crazy like this before. And I don't even think it's crazy. Bills money line. The Bills are going up against the Dolphins. The Bills are favored by 6.5. Josh Allen, like the Bills, the Dolphins will lose their first game this week. And yes, we talked about Tua already. So if you did not catch the segment, we talk about the Tua statement and Waddle and Tyreek Hill. But Bills Mafia got the money line. USC minus 6.5 going at Oregon State, playing away. Was able to go to the game this week. It was lit. USC, I think they have a favorable schedule. They're doing their thing. Commanders plus 7.5. Dante and me, we're going with the value in the storyline of Carson Wentz to get his revenge in the NFC East. And even if he don't get his revenge, we'd like him on a plus 7.5. Chargers money line against Jacksonville. We know that there's Justin Herbert is day-to-day, but me and Dante believe the Chargers can still hold it down. And Keenan Allen says he'll play this week. And my Giants money line against the Cowboys. Dalton Schultz is hurt. No Dak Prescott. And Daniel Jones is still winning games. With all those teams, that is plus 970. Dante, what you got to say about that group parlay before we get into these picks, man?
Easy money, man. This is like SC. SC spread is crazy. I understand they're on the way. I mean, they're away. But what SC's been doing, and Oregon State hasn't shown anything, that's great value. Bills, we already know what's going on. Everything else, I feel like it speaks for itself. You already spoke on it. The Commanders with Wentz. I really like your quarterback.
That's not my quarterback.
That's your quarterback.
That's not my quarterback.
That's your quarterback, bro. I like your quarterback this week. Your quarterback and the G-Man.
You just want to throw that out there. Hey, man. Hey, yeah, I'm happy for the kid. The kid's doing, you know, he's having –
You're not that happy. You don't want him to get paid.
I just want another quarterback, bro. That's it. That's all I want. That's just all I want. That's it. But if he keeps winning games, I got no, you know, got to respect that he's doing his thing. Like, I'll be arguing about saying Lamar need $300 million, not saying Daniel Jones would get that. But if he haven't won the season and get him to the playoffs, I mean, that's helping him. Oh, God.
You thought you'd never say that, huh?
No, I didn't. Hurt a little bit.
I feel like that hurt real bad.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Probably need some water after that. Good Lord. They got a chance to go 4-0, bro. They play the Cowboys and they play the Bears.
But I said y'all schedules after that, y'all have two hard games.
Yeah.
And Packers. Then it's easy again.
Yeah.
Packers and the Ravens.
Yep. But yeah, bro. You got your personal picks?
Oh, yeah. I got mine.
Got your personal picks? Okay, I'll make sure you're ready over there to keep
it. I'ma change it up. I ain't gonna use nothing from the group parlor.
Okay, all
right. You know, I got some, you know, them some of my favorites. That's group. We already got that. I'm gonna just throw some more value out there.
All right. So Dante record is 6-4. Mitch, who's not with us tonight, is 5-4. My record is 9-1-1. All right, Dante, last week, off the top, if I can remember, you took the Raiders spread, you took SC spread, you took the Vikings money line, and who was the other team that you took? Ooh, I can't remember right now. Can't remember.
But it was SC?
SC, Vikings, Raiders, and then it was two other teams because you went 3-2 last week.
What was my wins? SC. Wow.
Yeah, I can't think of it off the top right now, but
Bills minus 10.
Was Bills minus 10 on the spread. You did take the spread with them. You definitely took the spread with them.
And wow. Why am I having a brain fart? Because I actually bet that ticket this week.
Yep, it's tough. But personal picks, you went first the first week. Mitch went first the second week. So it is my turn to go. I went 4-1 last week. So pissed about the damn Browns losing to the Jets. Could have went 5-0 2 weeks in a row. But try to see if I can get y'all some cheese this weekend again. Let's do it. So You know, the Lions hold it down last week for me on one of my picks against the Commanders. Liking the Lions, they're doing good this year, but that's not one of the teams that's going on my pick. I just had to throw that out because that was a value last week. But my first team, I like the Ravens, money line against the Patriots. I knew that they blew the league last week. I don't believe in the Patriots offense, so I think the Ravens will hold it down. Lamar Jackson will get his team involved. Chargers is my second team. USC, I'm riding the USC train. USC, that's my third team. Giants versus the Cowboys. Got to keep going with the G-men. And then the last team will be the Bills versus the Dolphins. And you know what? I didn't give you no value in two teams because I said Ravens money line. Take Ravens minus 3.5. Copy. That's my five people right there. Giants is minus 126 on a money line. Ravens is minus 3.5. I take Bills money line. That may be like 235 or something off the head. USC money line. That might be around a two-ish. And then the other team that I took is who's the other team that I took? Come on. Chargers money line. There you go. That's my five. Let's try to go 5-0. Come on.
All right, you ready, man?
Let's get it.
You ready? Let's start it off. ECU versus Navy. I'm not going to take them spread because Navy runs a triple option. So I like a money line. I'm coming back to you, back to back. University of Washington versus Stanford to cover the spread. They have a transfer quarterback, my guy, Mr. Upset at Indiana. The one that, you know, upset Ohio State, that Ohio State team 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. He's back and he's on the West Coast. I like what they're doing up there in Washington. Now we're going to flip it to NFL. I said I'm not using no. Oh, why did I say that? I might have to. I might have to. One of my favorite picks is on a parlay. That one hurt. I got Saints. I think the Panthers start off 0-3.
Fade Baker Mayfield. Panthers will not win more than six games. You know, I got to always say that for the whole year.
I'm going to take Cincinnati. Cincinnati gets on track this week.
I like it.
And to be fair, Ray, I'm really trying to stick to my – I'm really trying to stick to what I said. Be a man of my word.
You said it.
Chiefs spread. That's my value. Chiefs spread.
Chiefs spread. Okay, give us some value. Against the Colts. So the Colts will be 0-3?
As much as I don't want to say this, the Chiefs will be 3-0.
All right. Thursday night football tomorrow. Steelers versus the Browns. Browns just lost to the Jets. Steelers just lost to the Patriots. Now that I think about it, everyone in that division lost last week.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
No, everybody lost.
Okay, yeah, everyone in that division lost. Browns are favorite minus 4.5. We are in Cleveland again. Jadeveon Clowney has been ruled out for this game. I got the Browns winning this game in Amari Cooper over 56.5 yards. That is my pick for tomorrow. Last week, Thursday night football, I had the Chargers plus 4.5, and I had Mike Williams to go crazy. This week, I feel like Jacoby Brissett will throw over his yards, 186.5, and I like Amari Cooper over 56.5, and that is my picks for tomorrow. And shout out to my guy, Arthur Moulette. You know what I'm saying? He plays for the Steelers. Hopefully, he'll be on the podcast real soon. Hint, hint. Probably. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I got, bro. I think the defense, and I think Amari Cooper and the Browns will get the first one. I think the Steelers will get the second one in Pittsburgh. I think they split.
Dookie Chris Ball?
You think so?
Dookie.
Why is this Dookie to you? We got
quarterback.
Okay.
No TJ.
need a quarterback. Najee need an O-line. Defense is in. On the other end, need a quarterback. Defense playing running game great. Tell me a good on Steelers side. Let me if I can find a good, maybe you got one good. It might not be the fully Duke. Mika.
It's Patrick.
What the hell he gonna do?
What do you mean? That's a positive player on that defense.
Arthur he can't do nothing when they gonna run the ball.
I don't think Chubb gonna go too crazy.
You don't think he go too crazy?
I think this game.
I think he go crazy enough to cover them 82 and a half yards. I also think Kareem Hunt go crazy enough to cover them 42 and a half yards.
All right. I think it's going to be a good defensive game.
It is going to start off a good defensive game. But like I say, it's only so much pounding you can take from the running back before they bust one. And when Cleveland busts one, the other one busts one. It's like they got whatever one could do, I could do better. That's how I feel like Kareem Hunt feel about Nick Chubb.
All right.
But I will say I got Browns money line. I don't have no faith in Mitch. I think Pickett starts next week too.
Okay. Sunday night football. Broncos versus the 49ers. 49ers are favorite. By 1.5, I think this game is undervalued, and I'm going to say this. I think the Broncos and Russell win this game. I like the Broncos plus 1.5. At home, Sunday night football, call me crazy. But I think the Broncos are going to handle business at the crib.
I'm taking 49ers minus 1.5. I think the 49ers know what the hell this nigga's about, and they're not about to play no games with him. They have a linebacker that knows Russell Wilson, and he's going to sit there and have fun with him all night. I take 49ers with spread.
Looks like we're against each other. Copy.
Normal.
Nothing new. Yeah, nothing new.
Yeah, I'm normal.
Monday Night Football, Cowboys versus the Giants. Chris said Broncos looking suspect. So far, they are looking suspect. They are. But they're 1-1. They are 1-1. Jerry Jeudy got hurt. The running back situation, Williams and fumbling. Gordon fumbling. Yeah. The tight end didn't get no love. Russ is looking like, I don't know, he's doing too much TikTok videos. Don't know what's going on. But they won last week. They won. Monday Night Football, Giants versus the Cowboys. Giants are favorite minus 1.5. Dalton Schultz is hurt. Dak Prescott is hurt. CeeDee might get hella receptions this weekend. But I'm taking my G-men to win this game. I don't think with the new coach that we have, they're going to lose to a backup quarterback. And if you're going to make the playoffs or if you're going to make statements or keep up with the Eagles, you have to win games like this. And luckily, this game is in New York, Monday Night Football. So I think the Giants, my G-men, will handle their candle and win this game.
Oh, you already know how I feel. Oh, my bad. I thought we already had this conversation, so I thought you were just going to answer for us. I don't believe in Cooper Rush. So show me. You showed me last week, but I didn't believe in the Bengals. So, I'm taking Giants money line. No spread. You can have that. Just win the game, Daniel Jones.
Okay. Well, last week, Dante, we didn't do so great with the props overall, in my opinion. I know it was a tough week. You know, Dalvin Cook didn't get over his rushing yards. I don't know if Chubb did. I know Jonathan.
He's the only one.
I know Juju didn't get it. Mike Williams did it. And I said Patrick.
Herbert did it.
Yep, Herbert did it. And Patrick Mahomes didn't get over his 24.5 completion, pass completions.
All yards.
Yeah, or that. So I mean, we have some good ones. We have some bad ones. You know, you throw the good with the bad, whatever. But I don't like that. I don't like that. We need a better week this week. So, you know, me and you right now, prize picks, picks for the people. We gave them our money line. We gave them our, I mean, we gave them our group parlay. We gave them our personal picks. Now we got to give some people some right value for the prize picks, picks, yo. We got to do what's best for the people. We got to get them right, man. Last week it was a shaky week. What's up, man? You making the face like you already got it. So I'll let you go.
I don't even got one, but I feel like, I don't know if you looked at this prop yet, but Jacoby Brissett, rushing yards.
Oh, that would not be one of the things for me.
Hey, I'm telling you, hey, if that come through, look, that might be one of my little sneaker ones tomorrow. But for the week, I'm going to tell you who I like. And today, up hit all the way. Diggs. Sorry.
Stephon Diggs.
Receiving yards. And today, up it. I'm taking it.
He balling.
Is he? You almost could take his receptions, but I feel like his receptions is too high.
He balling. Ain't gonna lie, he balling.
Stephon will probably be one of my picks. I feel like if you're doing a parlay and the Rams are playing, you can always bet on one guy to score a touchdown. When in doubt, Cup.
I don't even think they got him on Prize Picks. They should. They don't
know. Hell no. They last time he was on Prize Picks, he was at 1.5. Or he was at 1. He had to get 2.
I'm about to say, I don't think he's on Prize Picks, bro.
No, they wouldn't do that.
They wouldn't do that.
They know we will bleed it.
For sure. The whole world would. Well, I got one, man. I'm gonna add this. Amari Cooper over 51.5. Jacoby Brissett has been liking him. And he finally had 107 yards last game. You know, he scored a touchdown. Week one, he missed a 40 to 60 yard bomb that he could have caught as a touchdown. He's getting a lot of values, and he's going to have a one-on-one. And I believe tomorrow he might catch like a 35 to 40 yard pass. For maybe. Tough. Yeah. I was asking. I think he might catch one-on-one, Amari Cooper style. You know how Amari Cooper do. You know how I do. And I'm taking the bounce back of Davante Adams. Shitty performance last week. Over 87.5, I'm taking over. I'm rolling with the narrative. If you're the best wide receiver in the NFL, and if the Raiders want to win, you got to go crazy. Last week, he didn't do so well. Taking Davante Adams to bounce back. And I got my last one. This is my last one for you, and I'm going to let you rock out. It's my last one. I promise you, this is my last one. Actually, I got two. My bad. No, I got one. I'm going to stick with one. I really want to say two on here. I really do, but I'm going to stick with one. David Montgomery over his rushing yards against the Texans. David Montgomery is going to go crazy this week.
All right, now, let's just go ahead and make this. You can power that 4, or you can flex it. Daniel Carlson, fantasy. Recovery.
What's his fantasy at?
Don't matter. He's good for 10 to 11 every week. I want to say it's either at 9. It's either at 8 or 9.
It's at 8. He had 9 and 13. He covered.
Tennessee, early morning game, field goals, recovery. Davante Adams, you said he's going to get the ball. Extra points. Recovery.
Okay. Amari Cooper.
That's where I'm at. I'm gonna leave it at them 5.
So Amari Cooper over his yards. Stephon Diggs over his yards. Daniel Carlson over his yards.
No. Fantasy.
I mean, Daniel Carlson. Yeah, you can't even do his yards.
See, if he can do 152-yard kick, you know, we can add up like that. I'll bet on all kickers every week. You wouldn't even have to worry about it. Kicker got to kick over 52 yards at field goal. Bet it.
All right, so I'm going to try to repeat this and do it in a row, man. So Stephon Diggs, Dante said Stephon Diggs over his yards. Dante said Daniel Carlson over his fantasy over 8.0. I said Amari Cooper starting tomorrow with 51.5. David Montgomery over his rushing yards. I can double check right now to see what that is. because I'm saying over his rushing yards, and I don't even know, but I don't even care. It's over 60. It says 63.5. I think he'd get over that. He had 122 last week against the Packers, and he has a favorable matchup. That's honestly what these people say, the play of the day or stuff like that. That is mine. That's my favorite of Sunday, David Montgomery. That is my personal favorite, David Montgomery, against the Houston Texans. And what's the last one I said? Mari Cooper, David Montgomery, Stephon Diggs, Carlson, and there's one person I'm missing.
Hey.
Oh, Devontae Adams over his yards, over 87.5. So that is our prize picks. Picks right there. Y'all just – that's live. That's live. That was, we just made that right now on the fly for you right now. Dante didn't even know that I was going to hit him with the prize picks personal thing today. He didn't even know. So that's right there, pure, right there. No plan, no nothing, no Nathan. And it starts tomorrow with Amari Cooper. And if Amari Cooper doesn't handle his candle, I'm still rolling with the other four. Y'all will see it on the Instagram. Dante, I know he's going to put it in there. We'll post Dante, him putting it in. We'll post that I'm doing it. I'm going to say this. Everything that I say on the podcast, I do. I just want to throw that out there.
Hey,
Ray. So, we talk about on the podcast, that's a pick. That's what's going in as a ticket. We ain't up here talking just to be talking. People keep asking me, when the picks, what's the plays? Look at the video. It's free.
Hey, man, you don't like no same game? We can't give him a same game for tomorrow prize pick? You like Cooper?
You do it.
You don't like nobody on the Steelers we can get right with? Maybe two pick, three pick? You know, something off the top of the head? Because I want to say another running back. I ain't going to lie to you. I do. I'm fine with saying that. It's Mitch.
Cooper. Who was you going to say? Who was you going to say?
I was about to say Mr. Biscay under.
His passing completion?
No. I was going to say yards because he throws the ball short. So it's the chance he gets that. Yeah, I don't think we can give him the same game for this game, bro.
This is tough. That's why I don't even
want to. Yeah, I don't think we can give him the same game for this
one. Cooper, bro. And I said Jacoby Brissett passing yards, too. I said that.
But you can't bet that on prize.
No, I know. But I'm only saying that because I don't have nothing else on the other side. I don't have anything that I personally would be like, I'm not willing to risk this on my record. I'm not.
Your boy Mika to get seven tackles?
I don't personally do that. I'm just being honest with you. I'm not saying that is a bad pick.
But this is sad because the best bet I see for Pittsburgh is their punter over six punts.
Hey, that's that.
I'm not betting it, but that's the best thing I see.
And before we leave out tonight, man, got something I want to show y'all. These are the NFL passion leaders right now. Tua, 739 yards. Carson Wentz, 650 yards. Joe Flacco, Super Bowl Joe, Super Bowl Finals MVP, 616 yards. 614 yards, Josh Allen. Dante, Josh Allen. And then Justin Herbert, 613 yards. Tua's number one, Carson Wentz. Hey, man.
You should have put six quarters. For Josh Allen. So people can understand. He's fourth because these guys have played two more quarters than him. He should be second. I don't think he number one. Tua went crazy. The Tua show yesterday. I don't know where the hell that came from. But Tua said, bombs away.
All the people that said Tua can't throw the ball, you're looking real crazy right now.
I don't know why people say that because Tua literally used to air it out. Tua was the first quarterback that we've seen at Bama complete 50-yard touchdowns every week.
The media, bro. The media would say something, and it would just change the whole thing. Like, everyone forgot about Tua, like how you just said, bro. And he won the game-winning touchdown off of a bomb for the national championship. A bomb.
About to say on the comeback one.
On the comeback one.
Yeah.
A bomb.
I remember that because I was like, there.
Bomb.
Like, no, this man didn't just come through.
Now all of a sudden, he can't throw? Come on, man. Same thing to be talking about Lamar Jackson. Can't throw? But they don't want to talk about how he let the... Pay that man $300 million, man. Dante, you know what I'm saying? It was us. We did a good job. It was a pleasure, man. Anything you got to say to people before we go, man?
Raider Nation, we'll be back this week.
I got a pre-message for you. Someone told me you're no longer available. Like, why are you saying Raider Nation? That's, you know, he said stop that Raider Nation.
Who said that?
Mar.
Why do they call their mom mom?
That's their mom.
That's my team.
All right, bro. I guess that makes sense for you. All right, I guess so.
Like, what, I'm supposed to stop rooting for my team?
I think you just need to tone it. The Raider Nation should be toned.
I shouldn't tone shit down. Hey, if you feel this way, I'm going to say this over the podcast. You can say what you want to say. It's going to be Raider Nation till I die, Laker Nation till I die, Dodger Nation till we win this next championship this year because it's on the way.
Let's not play my Mets.
Oh, my mama, we're going to whoop them feet in. I can't wait to play your Mets. And I hope we get to go to the series. I hope they have reasonable tickets for us to, you know, accomplish the dream and see some great.
Huh? I'm going to the game.
Yeah, I already figured I am too, but I still, in my mind, want to manifest that these prices are going to be reasonable. But you know, LA, when it comes to playoffs, it goes from $100 to $7. It's like, damn. You know I'm not capping because we looked last year, Ray. It was like, yeah, we go to the Dodger game. You know, it should be like $50, $6 more. It's like, damn, we gotta sit at the top.
Yeah, we might as well go to a football game.
Facts. Nah, but it will always be Raider Nation side. I don't, man, win, lose, tie, draw. You know, you root for your team with the quarterback you don't even like.
I don't.
No, you still say it's Giants. Because you still would say, we got two.
That's something, but you
but that's your comeback.
But you don't have nothing to say about your, that's the thing. You don't have nothing that you
can. But I'm loyal. That's the thing. Are you loyal?
Am I loyal?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, as Mar just said, I'm looking at the comments, he said, y'all was yapping early. Y'all was lapping loud early.
I never stopped talking. If you feel so confident about my team being weak, I got 50 for you this week too. If you feel that confident,
you didn't want to do that last week though.
No, you never said that.
I know.
No, last week, bro, we was all on the same page, bro. So don't get that shit out there.
I know.
You ain't gonna mess with you again. Let me exclude you out right here. I'm on Mar. I'm looking at the comment section. Mar, hands out. You got my number. It ain't gonna change. So, however you want, I got 50 on the Raiders beating the Titans. That's our first turnaround. And then next week, we got the Broncos. Dookie Chris. That's another one. At home, we won't give that up. He was toned down today. And I wasn't toned down, man. My back tight, bro, but I ain't toned down. I'm just sitting here, man, because the boy needs to stretch. I ain't going to lie. If y'all got a Ling Ling out there that could come through Los Angeles area, I didn't mean to be disrespectful. I'm willing to pay, but I need you to get the legs and my lower back because I'm hurt.
All right. That's Dante ending off for him today, man. Y'all be safe. Hopefully we get y'all this bread, get y'all this cheese this week. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Everybody be sharing all these other cappers and all they picks and all they plays. Do it for Ray's podcast. Most likely you know me. You know Dante. That's all I'm going to say. And it's free. That's all I'm going to say. It is free. No Discord payment, no nothing. It's right here. The video is here. We do it on Tuesdays or Wednesdays because the game is Thursday. Some college games are Friday.
And even though
the NFL Sunday and Monday. So you got a whole video to watch it. And if you don't like watching videos, we on all platforms on audio. We on Spotify. We on the podcast app. If you got iPhone, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts. We're on all platforms. Everything. Audio is
there. If they find it, Texas will send you the link.
It ain't that hard. It ain't no excuses. If you feel like it, you just can't find it, hit us up. I'll shoot it right to you. Copy and paste. Bam.
Copy, man. But yeah, bro, that's it. Y'all hold it down. What it is and what it ain't. If you don't like what we got to say, join the debate. Copy.